systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
This is Friday, January 15th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 298, the Friday night show. TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these.
Or
if you have a Droid or any other Android system and you get the brand new Ustream viewer app, still in beta, but the latest version, you can actually search under live shows when we're live and watch one or the other camera. I suggest watching camera one if you want the audio.
Right.
But yeah, you can take us with you. It's kind of cool.
Wherever you go.
And it doesn't cost $1.99.
You can have Matt in your pocket.
Not that I think the Big Mouths app, you can actually do that. But you know, it's there. So the slash feedback type shit, or of course, always give us a call, 462-044-4687.
What's that spell?
That's got P.
Yeah.
The other day, did you see on Twitter that picture I posted about, it was a search on Amazon, you know, Amazon.com?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
They sell everything on Amazon.
What were you searching for?
I was reading a post on the PZ Myers blog, I believe it was. And he had linked to this picture, and I was like, weird, I wonder if it's still there. And I went to Amazon, and apparently they sell communion wafers. You know, for the New Age churches that are modernized, and
let's get our wafers from Amazon.
Right, it's either Costco or Amazon. They come blessed in multiple flavors. You have your Catholic or your Judeo-Christian, Evangelist, Baptist, all sorts.
They all taste like shit, but anyway.
Right, well,
they're flatbread.
The body of Christ has different flavors depending on.
It tastes like flatbread, and it's disgusting.
No, well, if it's a Southern Baptist communion, it have kind of a Cajun-y, inbred-y, chicken-y taste to it.
Well, they all do flatbread. It's like this chewy.
You
stale.
Totally miss one. Never mind. Shut up.
No, it's this chewy. So, stale. They put different stuff on, but it's chewy, stale fucking bread.
That's all the it body is. Of Christ.
Well, the body of Christ tastes like shit.
Thank you.
Just saying.
But you know how Amazon has a thing where it's like, if you like this,
his shadow heart says, "Eat your Christ checks."
Yes. If you like this, you'll love this. Or other people that purchased wafers also purchased this. And there's like Bibles and wafers and this and that.
Dildos.
And then there's lube.
Nice.
People that bought communion wafers also liked lube.
Yeah, I did see that. Now,
interesting.
You're like, which one of these does not belong? I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
On the jamhole.com/forums or its Twitpic account, I took a screenshot of it because I was like, are you serious? Now, is that a little dig from Amazon to all the retard religious people? Or is that just religious people need lube because it's a sin for women to have wet vaginas?
I don't know.
It's impure.
Or maybe it's just the fact that these guys that are going to this thing have pledged themselves to abstinence and are jerking off all the time.
Or, I don't know if you know this or not, but unless there are tears from the child, there is no lube for a little kid's butthole. So these priests, you know, you can either make them cry, which no one wants to do. I don't want to fuck a kid that's crying. I mean, personally, I don't want to fuck a kid, period. But if you're a priest, you know, you do what God tells you to do.
That's right.
You don't want the kid crying, so, you know, you got to lube it up, right?
I suppose.
Well, I think Amazon should start selling combo packs. You get your wafers, you get your wine, little shitty box vino wine.
And like a little sample thing of lube.
And then a little lube.
Oh, yeah. I used to go and get those, like, they have 9 different they're little like half ounce bottles.
Oh yeah, like the little nine, sample. Yeah, yeah,
it's like nine of them, and one's like the regular, one's the tingling sensation, one's the warming sensation, one's the cooling. You know, whatever. And it just has.
I mix them all together.
Oh my god!
And
that's
my
a
dick
mind
just
fuck.
Falls off. It's like I'm hot, but I'm cold, and I'm numb, but I'm sensitive, and bah! I don't know what to do. Fuck.
Oh god,
this
that's
is horrible.
Just, yeah, no.
So, do you remember back on Christmas Day? I haven't told you this yet, and this was kind of weird. And I just remembered it today. Do you remember when I got that weird phone call right before dinner on Christmas Day? We were at my mom's house, and we were just about to sit down for dinner, and my phone rings, and I was like, "This is so weird." Do you remember that at all?
No.
Okay,
I don't.
So we're at my mom's house. About to have Christmas dinner, and my phone rings, and it's this girl. Do you guys remember, before I met Danny, there was this Indian chick named Chantel?
Oh, was it the fat chick that you were dating?
No, I never dated her, and no, she's not fat. She used to work at that gas
station.
Because
you probably dated a fat chick with, like, dark, curly hair.
No, that was a different chick, and I never dated her, but she was fat, and I just needed sex. But.
And there was pictures, and you fucked a fat chick.
You want to go back through all of your exes?
I know I was a chubby chaser.
Okay, then.
I liked it.
Then what's the deal?
No big deal.
I fucked one.
But you have a very healthy track record of being with very attractive women. So
I know.
I was just picking.
I only fuck fat chicks. Well, that's
I
how...
I only fuck fat chicks? Is that what you
no,
just
I
said?
Only fuck
you
hot
just
chicks.
Said that.
Did I say that? Including you.
Hey, wait a minute. No. Not cool.
But, so no, there's this Indian chick, and I kept, like, you know, being like, we should go hang out and this and that, and she'd always be like, no, because I have a boyfriend, but I hate him, and this and that, and then they broke up. And then we were going to go hang out, but then she was always like, oh, I can't do this. Yeah, David would remember her for sure. And she'd be like, oh, I can't do this. And I'm like, all right. And then she'd call me up and she'd be like, yo, you want to go hang out? And then, like, it never happened. We never hung out because it was always one thing or another, right?
So is that why when I actually met you at the gas station, you were like, oh, my God, call Guinness. I didn't get stood up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
The plans didn't change.
Right, because that kept happening.
I'm sorry.
So it was weird. Like, I never, you know, me and you hooked up, and I haven't seen her. She didn't work there anymore. I haven't talked to her since. And then she started working back at the gas station, and I saw her like one time, and I said hi, you know, how's it going, this and that. And then I left because I was just in and out getting my shit. So, and this is probably in November or October, even.
Yeah.
The last time I saw her. So then all of a sudden, on Christmas Day, she calls me, and she's like, how are you? I miss you. I love you.
Whoa.
And I'm like...
You should just handed the phone to me.
I know, I should.
No. Like, hey, who's this?
Because she was
go
like...
fuck yourself.
I know she's...
I'll be there in a second.
I know she's Indian, which means she drinks a lot and probably owns a casino. Well, no, she gambles, though, probably. But, like... It was so weird. Just all of a sudden, she was like, I need to see you. We should hang out. Let's go do something. And I'm like, I can't. I'm busy. I have a girlfriend. Oh, but I love you. I need you.
Well, you should have thought about that, like, when you had the chance,
bitch. It
was
so weird, though. Like, after not seeing her for, like, a month or two. And the last time I saw her before that was just a quick, hi, how you doing, ring up my shit, and I'm out.
So
and then to be like, I love you? Like, you're drunk.
Was this on Christmas Day? Sorry, I remember
when
you
was
said
this,
the
guys?
Phone call, and then...
Yes, this was Christmas Day.
Right, but why are you bringing it up now? Did she, like, bug you again?
Oh, no, no, because I just thought about it earlier, and I was like, I just thought it was weird, and I forgot to talk about it. I just wanted to bring it up and see what you guys thought, like... Why would she call all of the sudden? And, I mean, you can be drunk and shit, but drunk people don't usually are all like, I love you and I need you to a guy that they never even dated.
Maybe
like,
she just broke up with her boyfriend that she hates.
Really?
And she's like, you know what? I really had an awesome chance with this dude and I should have fucking took him up on it. And I'm an idiot for not doing it. And now she's like, Let me try.
David says, I told you she was crazy. And Canadian Cutie says, she's been stalking you, Matt. Could be.
Probably.
I would notice a big drunk Indian truck idling with no mufflers on the outside of our place here, though.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, dude. You should just hand the phone to me and I'd be like, hey, who's this? Yeah, I'm his girlfriend. Actually, I probably wouldn't even have said that. I'd be like, hey, where you at? What you doing? I'll drive him there to meet you right now.
That would have went
I gave
well.
Him a ride here. That's why. I'm actually his stepsister. I'm going to go ahead and take him over to you. Where you at?
And I never slept with her or anything. Like, we didn't even go on a date. Never. I think I kissed her maybe once in the back of the gas station. Like, I just ran up to her and, like, gave her a quick kiss and then, like, ran away. It was so stupid. But, yeah, I don't know. It was just weird. And I just, I don't even know what reminded me.
So what did she say when you said you had a girlfriend?
That's when she's like, I need you. I love you. This and that. And I was
well, then
like,
what did you say?
I was like, I love you, too. But now I can't now. I was like, I have to go. Because we're about to eat dinner. My mom's like, I'm sitting down, Mom. I'm like, I got to go. And I pretty much hung up on her because she was like crying almost. I'm like, no, wait. We need to hang out and this and that. Like, it was so weird. Just out of the blue.
That's really weird. Like,
that's never happened to me before. And I think she might be dead now. So I don't know.
You should call her and be like, let's go out sometime. And we'll go to Cattleman's and play pool. And I'll totally go with you.
And just, we'll bang her together. Yeah.
No, she'll all feel
all right,
like,
we'll threesome
her. No, Matt, you're an idiot.
I'm in it.
Why would I do that?
For fun, because you love me.
No. No.
That's why.
No.
Yeah, Big Mouth says, I'll be right there, is what he said. Yeah. I did.
Anyway.
So I'm driving down the road today, delivering. This is so great. You know how sometimes when parents go into places, they'll leave their kids in the car?
Yeah.
And you know how sometimes they might be driving a nice Cadillac Denali with, like, automatic everything? Mm-hmm. And you know, kids, your phone ringing?
Yeah, it's my mom.
Oh, yeah, cool. You want to take that?
You want me to just answer
right
now?
No, I do not. But
I will text her when she quits calling me.
All this shit in the cars nowadays are, like, pretty much automatic, right? So you leave little kids in the car, they're, like, hopping all over shit, and maybe they lock you out of the car. This mother, little urban cougar, like, four kids... In the Denali or whatever it was, fucking pounding on the window. You unlock that fucking door right now. And I'm like driving by, and it's not a school zone, but I roll down to like 15, and I'm just like creeping by, like roll my window down and just belt it out. It was so funny. But she was like pounding on the window, dude. I was waiting for her hand to go through it.
Like, you motherfucking little ungrateful bastard.
Yeah, like, and you could just see like the kid in the window just like looking at her like, no, you're mad if I open this door and get
you're
my ass
kill me.
Beat.
Fuck that.
And then that makes her even more pissed. I know I should have whipped out the droid and filmed it, but I was like driving by and I was so busy laughing at her. That I didn't. And I saw, again, I saw, oh, thank you, Streambot. I saw the crazy shovel lady again today.
Uh-huh.
Shoveling yet a different part of the public sidewalk system we have
here. I had a dream about
so
the shovel
weird.
Lady.
She is so fucking weird. Have I mentioned how fucking weird this bitch is?
Dude,
oh,
I had
Christ.
A weird dream that the shovel lady was this young, hot,
yeah, no, that's
that
not her.
That was kind of crazy. She was wearing, like, some weird-ass fucking Argyle socks that went up to, like, past her knees and some cool, like,
socks
hottie
that
boots.
Couple, socks that turn into a bra.
No, and, like, kind of like
tube,
my pink and white,
socks.
Pink, white, and black ones I have in there.
Yeah.
But, like, all black. And she had, like, this cool, like, tank top on with, like, this cool, like, vest thing over it and this weird, like... beanie with different colors and big earmuffs and shit and some cool nerdy glasses that made her look super hot.
That's weird.
Had like long like blonde hair with braids on each side, you know, like one big braid on each side. And I don't know, she was just carrying around a shovel. She kind of reminded me of Tank Girl a little bit. Like, she looked like Tank Girl but
that
a shovel
weird.
Lady.
Tank and, Girl, shovel lady?
Yeah, and I'm walking and I see her and I'm like, why does Matt think she's crazy? She's just a hot chick carrying a shovel.
Yeah,
what
no, this chick is probably 40s, 50s, weird, same skirt. I could imagine what her fucking under that skirt smells like. And just two shovels, one snow shovel, one like the flat square shovel.
Yeah.
Like not with the rounded tip, but the flat tip.
Huh.
Shoveling another sidewalk on public property. Like
maybe
just
she's just bored.
Do you think?
And really likes being outside.
No, I think she's crazy because when you see her eyes, like she has she's these like, weird safety goggles. Not like that. Don't. Oh. Please don't do that.
Not like the lady at the gas station?
No, definitely not like the crazy.
So glad I have control over my
lazy
eye. Isn't
that crazy? Her shit is like.
Well, that's what I looked like when I was like 3 years old, dude. Like when I was really, really young, that shit just went wherever it wanted to go.
Before you got Jedi power over where your eye is looking?
Well, no, they gave me an eye patch to go over my right eye, my good eye, so I had to look out of my left eye and it strengthened it.
Ainsby has a good point. Maybe she was sentenced to community service, but no, it's not that because community service, there's other people around.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just you wandering around.
Yeah.
But, like, I've looked into her eyes as, like, I've driven by her, and it is, like, lights out, dude. Nobody home. And
that's
she
weird.
Just walks around with these two shovels, has a backpack. I mean, I've described her before for you guys. It's just so weird. There's a picture of her, too, on our
maybe
forum
like
somewhere.
Maybe, like, she goes to some therapist, and the therapist is like, do whatever makes you feel fulfilled, honey. And yeah. She's like, I need to do something to give back to my community.
Tronstar says maybe she just likes a clean sidewalk.
Maybe.
I know. This bitch is going to lose
her.
She
has OCD, Amesby says.
She's going to lose her shit in the summertime. Like. There's nothing to... I guess there's dog shit to shovel.
Does she walk around the summertime? Have you seen
I
her?
I haven't noticed her last summer. I think the first time I noticed her is that first picture I took.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. It's weird. And then this always creeps me out, and I'm waiting for when it is going to happen to me, and it happened to me yesterday.
What?
I'm going to this place to deliver. So, I hear you do a talk show. Fuck me. Who told you? No. Yeah, but no. But yeah, but fuck. So
I would say, who told you that?
Well, I did. And no, she's a totally cool lady. She runs a tanning shop around here, and she's a trip. She's totally
cool.
But I don't
when
make
it's
it...
okay people like that, then I don't mind doing it. But when like I will approach them, and if they see my sweater and say like, oh,
like,
what's that?
You know,
and
if I rolled into a church, which I deliver to quite a few, and they're like, so I heard you do a show and you don't like religion. And
I'm like, no, that's not me.
And yeah, but if God was real, do you think I could have entrance into your church? I should not be able to get in, right? So what's up with that? Huh? But so I go in there and she says, I'm like, yeah, how do you know? Where did you hear that from? Oh, the boss's son on our vacation, we were doubling up on routes, right? Because we were closed Thursday, Friday. So he did one and I did the other on
one
day.
Right.
Apparently he rolls in there and she's like, you know, where's Matt? And he's like, oh, he's doing this. And she's like, I like him. He's so quiet and nice.
He's like,
and
no,
he's always
he's
smiling.
Not quiet.
And the boss's son is like, no, he's not. He's very loud and really funny and has his own talk show. Oh, really?
Oh,
tell me
cool.
more. I'm like, thanks, bud. I try and get in the habit of not telling the people that I might talk shit about.
I know, right?
About the show. I don't have a problem with it, but if it's work, I do. Like, I'll tell people that I talk shit about, like, hey, you might want to listen to this,
mm-hmm.
but not the businesses, because that's
right.
my living. If I don't work, you guys don't get a show.
Like, if it's your water store
right.
company, then sure,
so,
but, like...
It's great.
Yeah. You might lose the business because you talk some shit about them,
yeah,
and then
exactly.
your boss is going to be like, hey, motherfucker.
That's no good, and
yeah.
I would never do that to my boss, because he takes very good care of me, so... It was just weird, like, any other place, I'm glad it was that place, because she's, you know, chill, she used to smoke weed and all that shit, and so I start telling her about it and talking to her about it, and she's like, that is so fucking cool.
Did you give her a card and a sticker?
No, I told her what, I wrote down the address, I was just in and out.
I hate doing that, that card is so much
oh,
nicer.
Oh yeah, the
I'm
business
like,
card's brilliant,
right
for
there.
Sure.
But. There's all the addresses. Go to it. You'll find more. Trust me. We have a bunch of shit.
So.
I even gave the nurse guy a card and sticker today at the hospital.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you do at the hospital today?
I got some drugs.
Did you?
That's
some ibuprofen?
some ibuprofen and some Percocet Tans.
Percocet.
Yeah. like, yesterday, I was working, and, like, the one lady that was there with me, who was the actual cook that's being paid to cook, left at, like, 1:30. And I had to be there till about 4:30. Okay, so, and my boss was in a meeting with the two owners. So there's nobody there. Like, nobody. I'm all alone. The place is mine. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And so, and my boss has a bad habit of coming around the corner when, like, I happen to lean against a counter for a certain reason. Like, I'll be staring at my prep list, and I'll lean against the counter for a second just to, like, look at it. And he comes around the corner, and he's like, what are you doing, holding that fucking counter up?
What, dick?
Like, fuck you, dude. And, like, I usually just blow it off and go away.
Did you say, fuck you, dude?
No.
You should have.
I want to.
Tell him right now. Look into that camera and you tell him, fuck you, dude.
Fuck you, dude. Anyway.
Quit being a prick, fuck, dude.
But, so, I'm like, all right, I need to busy myself with stuff so that way he doesn't get out of the meeting and come in and fucking see me, you know, just leaning against the counter, because then he'll bitch at me. And I've done so much shit, and I hate it when he bitches at me for shit. I'm like, do you not see what I've done? Fuck you.
Now, hold on. This is the same boss that is still paying you dishwasher wages to run the kitchen now.
Yes.
Huh.
So
hold on. If you pay your employee dishwasher wages and everyone in the kitchen leaves and she has tickets coming in and she's doing it all, you don't get to bitch when she takes a minute and holds up the table, okay?
Yes,
sometimes the table,
okay.
Sometimes the table falls over, you gotta hold it up, that's fine.
I think especially, next time I'm gonna be like, dude, it got tired, it asked me to give it a hand for a minute.
Be like, no, this is in my dishwasher job description, prick. But so, say it fast so he doesn't hear the prick part.
This is in my job,
description, prick. Dispriction.
Dispriction. Anyway.
You're a prick, fuck.
I hate you. Anyway, so yesterday I'm like, all right, I need to busy myself so I don't get bitched at, right? I'm like,
but
I need to find
such
tedious things to do. Well, plus I was bored.
That's,
I didn't want to just
bullshit.
Stand there.
That's bullshit, dude. You should not, for what's dishwasher wage?
$8.50.
For $8.50 an hour, you should not have to try to find things to do for fear that you're going to get fucking yelled at. Like, are we in romper room? Is this preschool? Why are you yelling at me? Why are you yelling?
No, he doesn't yell at me. He just says shit.
Calm.
I'm
not your wife. That's what you tell him. Look, SA, I ain't your fucking wife. You take that shit and get the fuck out of here and give me a fucking raise when you get back.
Well, like, he doesn't yell at me or anything, but, you know, he just comes off like, what are you doing? Why am I paying you to fucking just stand there?
Yeah, Canadian Cutie says you should just go back to being a dishwasher and see how the kitchen goes. Fuck him.
Amesby has a good point. Nothing would get done.
Well, that's not the dishwasher's
Canadian
fault.
Canadian Cutie, no. She says maybe she'd get a raise.
Yeah.
On the contrary, no, I would not.
Maybe she'd get fired. But
that's
look,
why I
when
won't
you're,
say
hold
anything
on, when,
to him.
When your kitchen gets all fucked up, do you go yell at the dishwasher? No, you yell at the fucking cook or the prep cook or whoever fucked it up. It's not the dishwasher. The dishwasher washes dishes.
Right.
That's all. That dishwasher. The first part, dish. That means dish. The second part, washer. That means to wash the dish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
So you've got to understand that it's also partially my fault, too, because I like cooking.
You need the job.
I can't just stand there and fucking watch them get buried.
I could. I'd be
No, I can't do it,
Do you guys need a clean plate? No? Okay. I'll be over here washing the dishes.
No,
I'd
I
be
seriously
such a prick.
Can't do that. Like, I just can't do it, you know? When I see them getting buried, they're good. I work with good people.
Yeah.
I work
it's
with
the
great
owners,
cooks.
It's the owners, the management and
yes,
whatnot.
Yes, it's the management and the owners, dude. And the husband of the chick that owns the place, he's a really good guy. It's his wife that's a stuck-up business chick.
So beat her ass. Whose ass needs
can't.
Kicked?
No. She paid for me to go to the hospital today, so
oh,
I'm not
well,
going to kick her ass.
You kind of hurt yourself at her place,
right.
Like washing dishes.
Anyway, so yesterday I was trying to busy myself with stuff, but our line is upstairs and our prep kitchen is downstairs. Okay, and our walk-in and stuff, you know, our walk-in cooler and all that shit is downstairs.
Right, I'll put a map of it on the jamhole.com.
Yeah, I'll draw you one. Anyway, fucking, so when I have to restock the line and find things to do, I'm going up and down the stairs constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at about, like, 3 o'clock, I'm like, I'm just finding, like, random shit to do by this point. I'm like, I'm going to go get cheese.
I'm wiping the walls off.
No, I didn't make it to that point, thank God. I was like, let's par fry some fries and fucking nacho chips and shit. And then it's so fun when you drop a bunch of fucking like raw french fries into the fucking fryer to par fry them, because they just go nuts. It's dead quiet and like all of a sudden you hear shit exploding. Anyway,
yes, so your burger has a good point. It's too late. You're a cook at dishwasher pay. They got you locked in. Might as well quit. They got you trapped.
No,
you ain't going
they
nowhere.
Don't because you know, I can say something, but I'm in.
And they'll be like, then leave. Then
exactly,
quit.
I know. And that's a fear. It's
that's
like,
when you need to come back with, hey, remember when you were on your hands and knees begging me to work here? How about, you know, let's remember that for a sec. Let's reminisce about 6 months ago.
No, I'll just put it to the fact and be like, look, do you want to retrain someone else? Like, do you want to train a complete new person that's not going to care about their job? Because the dishwasher job is meant for the fuck off slacker in high school.
You know what else?
That doesn't care about shit and just wants money to blow on drugs and whatever. I actually care about cooking and I take pride in the work that I do. If I don't send out good shit, I don't send out anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the difference. Do you want somebody that's going to come in here that's fucking 18 years old, that doesn't give a fuck about what they're doing and not going to go out of their way to fucking help that cook get unburied and help everyone else fucking get their shit done so everyone's
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find a kid that's going to do that, that wants to step into a dishwasher position, okay?
Yeah.
You're not going to find that.
Amen. So. And then you're a chick. So on top of all that, you can just start crying. And
no,
that'll be the
work.
End of it. He'll
it
be like, work. Holy crap. He'll start throwing money at you like, please stop crying. Turn off the waterworks. Ah, dame?
Anyway,
you broad?
So,
you fucking broad? Quit you crying.
Amham says, and if you don't quit, at least improve your walk. Fuck you.
At least.
That's so funny. I don't like the
way
you walk.
I
well,
don't
fuck you.
Like the way you walk.
Well, that's nice. And I just kept walking. That's nice. Anyway, so I went downstairs to get some cheese to bring up to the line, and I'm like, whatever. And I come back upstairs. On my way back up, I fucking bust my ass. Don't pick your nose right now. Please don't. Thank you. And I fucking trip, and I bust my ass, dude, and I slam, like, right on my rib cage on my right. Stop it.
What?
Apologize right now.
For what?
Picking your brain through
your
nostril.
I'm not picking my... No, I'm Jeez. Not.
Is that why your nose holes are so big?
No, that's from after I blow my nose, I take the paper towel and I twist it and then I clean out each side. That's what that's from.
You ever hear someone that blows their nose like this every single time?
Shut up. That's not my fault. It's easy to take a shot at somebody for something that they can't help. Sure. Let's make fun of the retards for being retarded. They can't help that.
That's funny. Anyway.
It's not their fault.
Anyway, so I hit my ribs pretty hard. I didn't think anything of it at the time. I was just like, fuck, you know, I fell, whatever, pick up my cheese and go back up and do my shit. Well, the other cook got there and stuff, and I ended up just leaving. I was like, there was no one to fucking report it to. There was no one there. And I don't even think I said anything to Eric about it, the night guy. And so I just went home. And then last night, you heard me complaining about it. Like, we're going to fuck and stuff. You got to put your hand on my side. I'm like, ah, no,
yeah.
no, bad. And then I go in this morning, and I told the morning cook about it, and she's like, you should probably fucking tell him. And I'm like, nah, whatever. And, excuse my face. And what are you doing?
I'm not amused.
Okay, well, I had something in my hands. It was something heavy with, like, blanched off fries and shit. And I was trying to put it in something, and I went to turn. And as my boss was talking to me, it fucking made me turn the wrong way, and it hurt, and I fucking, like,
punched him.
And I dropped the thing of fries. And he's like, dude, you know, what the fuck? And I told him what happened, and I told him about everything, and he's like, maybe you should go and get it checked out. And I'm like, I didn't think it was a big deal. I'm like, I really didn't think it was gonna bug me, and so He's like, do you need to go home? I wanted to work the rest of the day. And I was like, I'll stay and do this. I don't want to leave anybody fucked. And he's like, that's not your job. That's my job. I'll worry about that. He's like, you go get checked out, get fixed, so that way you can do your job when you come back. He's like, if you can't physically do the job, then you need to go and get it fixed. I'm like, all right, so whatever. And I did that, and he sent me home today, and I went to the hospital. And
oh, so you didn't actually work today?
No, I worked for like 2 hours.
Really? I worked today.
Yeah.
All day.
Oh. Well, you actually like your job, and you get paid for the job that you do, so fuck you.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and I went to the hospital, and they said that I didn't break anything, but I had some torn tissue and shit and muscle in between my ribs and stuff, so...
Could you see your boob on the x-ray? Was it all like, pat out?
So before I get the x-ray, dude, like, everything was really quick, which was really nice. I went in, fucking signed in, took my vitals and shit, got my room. Like, as I'm putting the fucking gown on, the doctor's like, knock, knock. I'm like, what the fuck? And the doctor comes in, he introduces himself, you know, talks to me for a little bit. And he's like, all right, we're going to give you some of this for pain and shit. And then the nurse dude comes in, who, by the way, was fucking smoking.
Hot.
Baby, yeah. Blue eyes. Banging. Motherfucker was like 28.
Disco stick, just full on.
Oh, dude, he's so hot.
Oh, man.
I thought he was going to steal my shoes. But anyway.
Did you suck him off? See, that would have been a good time to pull out the tool.
Dude, he kept coming back. It was so cute, dude. Like, he left.
Did he slip you a note?
No. He, like, left, and then he comes back with the pain meds, right? And then he, like... He sits there and talks to me a little bit, and he's like, I heard you had surgery not too long ago, and I, like, went to tell him about the surgery. And he, like, looks up stuff about the surgery
like,
for
yeah,
me.
Like, yeah, you can see it at thejamhole.com/Vimeo
right.
Or
and,
YouTube.
Like, he was really cool, and then he walks out, and then I see him in the hall, like, stop, and then turn right back around and come back to talk to me some more. And I'm
was
like,
he, like, talking to himself, like, do it, you fucking pussy.
I don't
yeah,
know, dude.
Just fucking do it.
He
no,
was married, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's the best ones. Because, you know, once you get married, you're not getting much of anything.
He was so cute, though.
Until after, you know, after the honeymoon.
Anyway,
it all stops.
After him, he was in there talking to me as the x-ray guy walks in. And he's like, okay, you know, I'm the lead x-ray technician guy here or whatever. He's like, I'm also a teacher for the x-ray, you know, students,
ooh,
the class.
I'm
stuff.
A teacher.
I'm like, okay, that's cool. And he's like, I was wondering if you would let my students... be in the room while we do your x-rays. He's like, you seem like you're, you know, a well, not in excruciating pain patient. And
you're not crying
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, and you're not a, you know, I'm not an asshole either. So, you know, I'm not elderly and crabby.
Not.
So, like, I'm the perfect candidate for that. So,
yeah, could you imagine that? Like, being in a class and the doctor comes out and he's like, here's... The patient will be examining. He's like this 90-year-old just
yeah,
crotchety
fuck. Yeah, that's not
fuck.
Cool. Yeah, you don't want to do
that.
So
hot
like, yeah,
26-year-old
sure.
or...
So I was like, yeah, that's awesome. Cool, you know, no big deal. And he fucking wheels me in there. There's like 8 people in there. And I'm like, cool. And they're all like ranges from like 19 to 27, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, there was only 2 dudes. The rest of them were all chicks. Everybody's good looking, which is nice.
Ham says, the head tech.
The head tech,
the
yeah.
head tech. Oh.
But anyway, it was really cool. Like, everyone was, like, real excited and stuff. And they're, like, all positioning me. And then, like, the dude, the head dude comes over there. He's like, no, you need to come a little bit this way.
Are you in, like, gown
uh-huh.
only at this
yeah,
point?
He's like, let's get you, you know, buttoned up in the back. I'm like, it's cool. That can
like,
stare
topless,
at my ass all day long.
Bottomless?
No, topless. Just
oh,
topless.
Topless?
Yeah, it was really
did
funny. He was trying to cover up my butt. So the guys couldn't see it. I'm like, it's cool, dude. I'm wearing
with
my granny pants today.
Was he trying to cover it with his butt?
No.
No?
And so we do the x-rays and stuff.
I want to see those x-rays. Where are they at?
At the hospital.
Like on a computer or where are they? Because we got computers too.
Like
you
on a computer.
Send it to our computer. Have your computer. Call our computer.
Why do you want to see my x-ray?
The address is 63 dot... Just have him, we'll do lunch.
Anyway,
it's cool.
So he gets the x-ray, and you can see it on the computer in the back, right? And I'm kind of to the side, and you can see the profile of my tits, like, perfect. And they looked fucking perfect. Like, just so nice and perky, and just like, mm-hmm. I could see it. And so
they look like they were fake, but they're real.
Yeah, that's exactly what they look like. All they're missing is the bag.
No baby has ever sucked on the... Dude, they're so... soft. You don't understand, like,
anyway,
so soft.
Stop smoking pot. Anyway,
so soft.
So So, like, you can see that, and he's got all the students around, and he's like, this is her breast tissue, and blah, 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 because it stretches, you know, onto your rib cage and shit. And he's like, you know, that looks all good and healthy and normal. Stop it, Matt. I'm going to kill you. Hey. God, you annoy the fuck out of me.
I try.
And so he says, you know, there's her breast tissue that looks all, you know, normal and healthy and whatnot. And he goes to, like, point at my ribs, and he is like, and that breast right there seems just, I mean, rib. He's like, that breast seems just, I mean, rib. The whole class was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
And, like.
Did he just walk away?
Yeah, no, he kind of giggled and kept talking.
Head hung low.
And, like, the dude that was talking to me the whole time, he was really cute guy. Oh,
Burger says, did they check for breast cancer?
Fuck no, I ain't got that shit.
I checked.
You would know. It'd be like lumps and shit.
Yeah.
But like the dude that was talking to me while I was getting the x-rays done, he was like, he was totally checking out your boobs. And I was like, yeah, I know. It's cool. They're pretty nice, I gotta say. I grew them myself.
Then did you look at him and like cock your eye all weird?
No, like, I did like this.
Oh, man.
I did the one eyebrow thing.
That would have been awesome.
But no, it was super cool. And I don't know. It was good. And I got my x-rays done, and I got it all checked out, and I got some painkillers. He wanted me to stay out at work for like a week. I'm like, nope. I made him write me a release note for tomorrow.
Speaking of out of work for a week.
Shit hurts, though. It's sore as fuck. Be careful.
So did I cause that, or did you just turn the wrong way?
No, I fell, you dumbass.
Oh, right, you fell.
I fell.
That's what we're going with. Got it.
It could have also been enhanced by fucking that night after I fell.
Possibly, quite possibly.
Quite possibly, especially when you went to, like, put all your weight on my rib cage.
Right.
Not cool.
I did a handstand.
Yeah, and you gotta, like, make sure when we're fucking to, like, not... When you were doing a doggy style last night... Like, when you were coming and
don't
shit.
Don't pull on your hair.
No, no. Don't push me down so far that, like, I can't move my hand anymore. Because
oh.
I was
well,
about
that's
to
the
come,
point.
And then you push me down, and I can't fucking move my hand, and then
but
I'm pissed.
That's the point. You gotta, like, arm just back around to the back and then push down, but then, like, kind of put your weight back and, like, balance and hang on there, and then,
No, dude, because, like, it made me so mad because, like... You came, and then you like, go to walk out and, like, wipe your dick off. I'm like, leave me alone for, like, 5 minutes. I need to come.
You came, and then you walked away. Head hung low.
I was like, dude, I need to come.
That was great.
Please leave me alone for, like, five.
Yeah, and I did.
Yeah,
I
and
do.
So if we're going to... Wait,
I'll give you
I
that.
Probably won't even be able to come tonight. So
I'll give you those five, junkie. I'll give you those five. First five are free.
What?
On me. Minutes afterwards. You can have those. First five,
so I get to just like relax and pretend like we're not doing
yeah.
it while we're doing
I'll
it.
I'll come
five.
And then just totally walk away,
like it never happened.
Well, no, because I'll have to go wipe myself off. But I'm saying I would
no,
just
come
walk.
Out and see your hand digging in your ass like you always do.
Okay, so do you know now after a place, excuse me, gets struck by like you know an earthquake or something like that,
like Haiti.
Right, like Haiti. Speaking of out of work for the next week, that's what I was going to say. After all that happens, you have to start rebuilding, I guess, digging up the corpses.
Okay.
And it's kind of, I was like reading through this and it's kind of like they had their own little apocalypse there, but it was just confined to, you know, like say Sodom and Gomorrah or Haiti or... You know, something like that. Like a thick fog, the stench of death curdles the air in the streets of this shattered city. It comes from trundling trucks where corpses are piled up and covered by blood-stained sheets, while young men with scarves on their faces warn onlookers to stand aside. It's like Rome, dude. Caesar
yeah.
just got killed by a 7.0 earthquake, and now we're rebuilding. So they take burning tires. Like, do you know this is how they burn bodies? I didn't know that.
No, go ahead.
That they actually use tires to... is expelled from pyres of burning that incinerate cadavers that have remained unattended too long in the dust and heat, lit by residents afraid that the carrion will attract prowling dogs and endangered children. And it surges through piles of rocks and rubble where hospitals, schools, palaces, and homes all, you know, when they say that, it's those It's like a piece of metal, and then like a couple pieces of wood, like particle board. The shanties.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what they are. They all fell down like dominoes, I bet.
Maybe.
Have you ever seen like documentaries of those things where they're all like just one on top of another, all on a hillside?
No.
And it's where all like cocaine and shit is grown. And then like one of them or two of them will fall and they'll all just go.
And it's cocaine when it's a plant, okay?
So I guess so far they found quite a few people dead and stuff like that. So that kind of sucks for them.
Yeah, it blows. Oh, well. You shouldn't live in Haiti.
Do you know? Yeah, you should move.
You should not live in hell.
Do you know? And I think you kind of felt like this after the movie Avatar. Mm-hmm. You came out of it and you were like, I want to live there. apparently.
That is so cool, okay?
Apparently, you weren't the only one who was like, aw, I have to go back to real world now without blue people and, you know, plugging your dick and everything.
Did you see, there was not an unhot blue person there at all, right. Okay?
And this is awesome. I'll put a link to this in the show notes.
They're
there's
10 foot tall and stacked.
It's a picture of a whole movie theater with people in it with those glasses on. And they have, like, passes and shit around their neck, so it was probably, like, some pre-screen and there's cameras set up and shit. But it's, like, this sea of people and they're kind of tinted blue with these...
I gotta see it. Hang on.
Yeah, come check this out. James Cameron's completely immersive spectacle Avatar may have been a little too real for some fans who say they have experienced depression and suicidal thoughts after seeing the film because they long to enjoy the beauty of the alien world of Pandora.
That's ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't go that far.
Doctor, I'm experiencing depression and suicidal thoughts. I don't know what you do for that.
I need to live on Pandora. Can I get on the next ship out? Because
Prozac,
that's the only way I'll be happy.
Or some, like, Lexapro.
You don't take it that far. It's just a movie. It's a beautiful and very well done movie.
Do you think?
But you don't, like... Yeah, I liked it, and if that was real, that would be cool, but
are
that's not real.
Are you depressed and or do you have suicidal thoughts?
No.
Because you can't live there because it's
no.
a fake made-up thing
no.
in 3D.
No.
Do you think James Cameron has somehow figured out a way to embed like subliminal messages but in 3D so they're like really real to you, and he was like... You'll never live here. Ha ha. Go kill yourself and be depressed.
No.
Do you think that
was
his motive?
I think he was trying to make the best 3D movie of 2009.
Do you think James Cameron tried to make the whole world depressed and have suicidal thoughts by making a world so much better than the one we live in? I don't think Pandora had 7.0.
Built-in USB ports? Fucking A.
Pandora didn't have 7.0 earthquakes.
No.
Or Tiger Woods.
No. And you can plug into everything.
Or Elvis.
Dude, you can plug into everything.
There's no Michael Jackson on Pandora.
You don't know that.
Yeah. Maybe. What if there was? What if they
going,
there was an avatar of Michael Jackson just like rolling around like, hee hee. That would be so awesome. I would see it again if that was the case. On the fan forum site, Avatar Forums, a topic thread entitled, quote, ways to cope with the depression of the dream of Pandora being intangible. Oh, I'm crying right now. I weep for this message. Or this population of humanity that is really sad because they can't live on Pandora. Oh, man. There's more than 1,000 posts from people experiencing depression and fans trying to help them cope. The topic became so popular last month that forum administrator Felipe Bagatelle had to create a second thread so people could continue to post their confused feelings about the movie.
That's quote, sad.
That is sad. I wasn't depressed myself. In fact, the movie made me happy. The guy said, but I can understand why it made people depressed. I can understand that.
If you're an idiot,
I'm
You know, I was...
I'm very open-minded.
I was very in awe after the movie. Like, and I was like, okay, that's got to be the best fucking movie of 09. The most fucking lavishly, you know,
the
expensive...
most expensive. Can whatever. We leave it at that? It was the most expensive movie of 09.
Okay, we can leave it
and
at
ever,
that.
Probably.
And but, you know, when I came out, I was like, that was a beautiful movie. That would be so cool. I'm like, you know,
did
that,
James
awesome.
Cameron actually design, like, was he on the computer designing it?
I doubt it.
Because he just wrote it. So if anything, we should give props to all the computer animators and shit,
I'm
right?
giving props to everybody who fucking
how
pitched
much,
on that movie, dude.
How much of that 500 babillion, trillion, gazillion dollars do you think they got paid?
I don't know.
A little chunk?
Like $10 an hour.
I would have asked for, what's it called? Royalties.
I
want like $10 every time someone watches it, talks about it, kills themselves
like,
over it. I want $10 every time.
Well, I thought it was really cool and everything, but when I came out, it wasn't like, oh man,
and that's
I'm so
weird.
Sad that that place isn't real and I can't actually go there.
That's weird that you said that though, because he said the movie was so beautiful and it showed me something we don't have here on Earth. I think people saw we could be living in a completely different world and that caused them to be depressed.
Maybe. But
that's,
you know,
weird
what?
Though.
They,
like,
the reason why we could never be that way is because
it's
in
not
that
real,
movie,
right?
No, no. Well, one, it's not real. But in that movie, on that planet with those people, they could communicate with their god.
Right. Is that what it was?
Maybe, because
these people
they actually
are so
believe in their god. Because guess what? When you
god
fucking ask
real.
For something, the god answers you. The god
right.
gives you information and all that shit.
That's
okay?
interesting,
you plug
right?
into the earth. You plug into their little earth or Pandora or whatever.
I touch my dick to the...
You get the history of your fucking race.
Right.
You get to speak with your gods. You know,
that would be helpful.
Being all plugged in.
That would be helpful.
And why would you need anything else at that point? You know that there's someone watching over you and shit. At that point, you know you're okay.
So
and
all
you're gonna, you're, you know, your planet is gonna be plentiful and shit because you take care of it because
you can talk yeah. to your god.
No, seriously, dude, that's probably one of the biggest reasons our society could not live that way. We could not be happy in a fucking forest.
But then it totally boils down to a theological, you can talk to your god and your god talks to you. And everybody on this planet that saw it, that has, you know, a religion of sort, was like,
damn, I wish I could
fuck.
Talk to my god.
I wish my guy.
Why don't he answer me? What the fuck?
That's so crazy. And it made them sad to the point where they wanted to kill themselves.
Yeah, well.
Depression and
live
feelings
better.
Of suicide.
Live don't better. Believe in your fucking god that's not there.
Believe in a different god that's there.
None of the gods talk to you, okay? Any fucking
I'm
religion.
Going, I'm all Greek now, lately.
Are you?
After
have you
reading,
talked to Poseidon? What's up?
No.
Like, how's Aphrodite?
Zeus. She's
yeah?
good. She's
oh, yeah?
so hot.
How's Hera?
She's a bitch.
Oh. All right.
But, you know.
You know, dude,
she's
like,
hot, too, obviously, because she's a goddess, right? I mean, obviously. She's no Na'vi fucking tree god planet thing, but, you know, in 3D, in super high def.
I was like, Hades, he's hot.
So,
anyway.
Here's some posts from some of the people on there that were maybe a little torn up about it. That's all I have been doing as of late, searching the internet for more info about Avatar. I guess that helps. It's so hard, I can't force myself to think that it's just a movie and to get over it, that living like the Na'vi will never happen. I think I need a rebound movie.
What?
I need a rebound movie. That's Avatar was so mind-blowing, I needed a rebound movie just to, like, reboot.
Well, it's like when I went to go and see, what was that movie I saw with the vampires and shit?
Excuse my face. Yeah, I kind of wanted to see that, but...
What was the name of it?
Daywalker?
Yeah, Daybreakers. Fucking, you know, I went to see... That was the first movie I had seen in theaters after Avatar and Sherlock Holmes.
Right.
Both great movies.
Trademark, right.
I go in to see that, and it's like... Fuck, dude. You know, it was a good
was
movie.
Was it not good? Was
well,
it
no,
shit?
Well, no, it was a good movie, and it had
trailer,
a great plot, and I liked it a lot, but...
The trailer looks kind of cool.
It just wasn't done as well as those, you know, it wasn't
as Avatar.
Right.
Is that the new? Is that what we're gonna
right? Like
start
it kind of sucks. I guess I've never done ecstasy or anything, but like if you compare it to, I guess like people say if you have sex on ecstasy, it's better than
right.
any sex
We've
you'll ever have
that,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, it's like you watch Avatar and
Being
then you watch something
Navi
else, and it's like, dude, this movie. Because, well, the way that movie was made, it was
okay.
done really well.
Thank
but,
you.
Like, watching another movie, it just, I don't know. I really liked
Daybreakers. A user named Mike wrote on the fan site Nave Blue that he contemplated suicide after seeing the movie. Quote, "Ever since I went to see Avatar, I've been depressed watching the wonderful world of Pandora. And all the Na'vi made me want to be one of them. I can't stop thinking about all the things that happened in the film between the Avatar and the chick. And the tears and shivers I got from it." Did that movie make you have little shivers or tears? Did you cry during Avatar? Let's be honest.
I don't know.
I did not cry at Avatar at all.
I think I might have at like one point.
Are you kidding
remember.
Me? Are you being serious?
Yeah, I'm being serious. A little tear.
Really?
I was a little
what
upset.
Part? Perhaps.
Probably the part where her dad died.
Oh, don't give things like that away.
Dude, everybody's seen Avatar.
That's a dick thing to do.
Well, not at that part.
I know.
Like, oh,
I
yeah.
kind of tricked you into doing that. That wasn't very nice.
No, but I don't know. Like, there's some movies that made me kind of like, all like, oh my God.
But did it...
It's not like bawling my eyes out.
Did it give
out,
you
like,
shivers? Because like sometimes when I listen to music and shit, it'll like
yeah.
give me the shivers or something. But
like, dude...
did it do that for you?
It's going to be stupid, but I was watching American Idol a long time ago
moving
like when
on.
It first came out. And this chick's voice was amazing and it fucking gave me shivers. Like shit like that.
And your vagina got wet.
No.
Really?
No.
I find that hard to believe.
Did I get shivers and my vagina doesn't get wet?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
You just spit on it.
I did a lot last night.
I know. What's up with that?
I don't know, dude. I started bleeding again today.
Is that what it is?
I think my
the
period's
blood,
being weird.
The blood sucks up all the moisture.
The doctor at the hospital told me that that's normal. Like, it's going to be all sporadic and weird because
right.
I have one ovary.
Thanks, doc.
Yeah.
If cool. you lose the one you have, will you just never
yeah.
bleed again? Really?
Yeah, I will. I won't because I won't ovulate.
Would
so
that
be
no cool?
Reason.
Or would that...
It'd fuck me up.
Will you get nuts? Because I don't think
no,
I could deal with nuts.
It would fuck me up if I don't have any estrogen in me. My voice will drop. Like, it will be even lower than it is now. And my hormones are just
lower?
Gonna be
like,
yeah.
what would that be like?
Hi, I'm Danny.
No.
I have a penis.
Okay, so we lose the ovary and the voice box.
The voice box, my sex drive. I'm serious. Like, you, if you don't have estrogen, if you don't have that level of
Wait,
hormones.
Again?
No, you just become
I'm
a
kidding.
Total raging bitch, I guess. Like,
really? And then you hang out at Cattleman's, and you're just like, I'm such a bitch. Fuck, man.
I guess. I don't know, dude.
Hey, I'll fuck you, little man.
I don't know, fuck dude. When you lose that, you just... It's like it'll put you in a...
It's like your heart. Kinda.
No, it'll put you in menopause. It'll force
whoa,
you into menopause.
Whoa.
It will.
Okay, I probably should have told you this earlier. I'm going to tell you now on record.
Okay.
When you start going through menopause, I'm going to travel for a while.
I plan on being very drugged during my menopause, so it's going to be cool.
Okay. So...
I'll be happy.
I probably won't be around for that.
If I get hot in the middle of the night, just turn on the fan. It'll
God.
Be cool.
I am excited. Hey, who's got a chick right now that's going through menopause or almost? Because I'm excited for that. Is it cool? Is it as fun as she... Email info at thegemhole.com if that is you. I am very curious about that. So I was contemplating suicide, thinking that if I do it, I will be rebirthed in a world similar to Pandora. And everything is the same as in Avatar. I almost killed myself. I thought that if I blew my brains all over
see,
the carpet,
but he's thinking,
I would be in Pandora.
See, he's thinking that if you know you're if you go to heaven, if there is a
that's
heaven,
that's retarded.
That it, listen,
that,
listen,
I'm sorry,
shut up. Listen to me.
Okay.
If there is a heaven, that he's thinking that if you get to go to heaven,
if
that
there's
your
a heaven
is what you perceive
it's Pandora.
It to be. and he was perceiving it to be Pandora. But if you believe in that shit, you kill yourself, you don't go to heaven, you go to hell because you're feg. So,
ooh, what if? Ooh, I don't like that. That's why I was baptized.
Too bad.
Just in case.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
But you know, excuse me. You know what? I find it very hard to believe that if there, whoa, if there really is a God, I think there will be enough time between when he reveals it's herself and the end of whatever this is all culminating up to, you know? Like, you'll have enough time to be like, oh, I believe our Father who art in heaven, just kidding, ha ha ha, I was baptized, so going up. I think you have enough time.
No, you just...
So I'm going to stay on the there's no God side.
Until you see God.
But with like a
you'd be
leg...
like, forgive me for all my sins.
A leg towards. Yeah, like, I've been circumcised and baptized.
Except
let's
you
go.
Into my heart. Jesus, man. God.
Right.
Thing.
I was just trying to figure it out, dude.
You gave me this brain. I used it. I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
Anyway, go on.
So the movie has pulled in more than $1.4 billion in worldwide box office sales. It could be on track to be the highest grossing film of ever. Doesn't that happen now? Like every year? There's a movie that's like, oh, and now this one's the highest of all time. Yay.
Oh,
and
check this out. Nacho Camacho says there's a church a few towns over.
Jamhole Church.
A billboard saying there are no atheists in heaven or hell. It's like they're not even trying anymore.
Right, because neither heaven nor hell exists, so you won't find us there.
Right.
Word.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it just think kind of goes on to describe what the movie's like. One guy named Richard, he's 17. He says, one can say my depression was twofold. It's like a prong.
It's like a double depression.
Fang dragon, like two prong fucking sad and crying. Both of them at the same time. And he says, I really wanted to live in Pandora, which seemed like such a...
Who the fuck wouldn't want to live there, okay?
Okay.
It's whatever, dude, but it's not
like,
real.
It seemed like such a perfect place, but I was also depressed and disgusted with the sight of our world. Look at this shitty world. I am disgusted with... I kind of am, too, though, so I don't know. I'm not killing myself over it, but...
That's not a big deal.
And look, what have we done with the Earth? I so much wanted to escape reality. So much. Virtual life
Get
is
high.
Not real life, and it never will be, so suck those nuts. But this is the pinnacle of what we can build in a virtual presentation so far, some Dr. Quinzel says. But see, that's the whole thing. Like, the more technology we get, the cooler shit we can make. So every year, of course, something better is going to come out. So you can't, like, kill yourself now. You got to wait, because pretty soon we might actually have, like, a virtual reality movie where we go and plug in and it's like,
hell,
we're really there.
I like that movie. What's it called? The kids playing the guy in the video game, but it's not a video game.
Oh, Gamer?
Gamer.
Yeah, that was all right.
That room that kid is in? Oh, God.
Oh, wait,
so
you
hot.
Mean the one we watched here?
Yeah.
We talked about that a while ago. I forget
I think
what it was
so.
Called.
It was,
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, where he's playing the dude and he's trying to get out of prison or whatever. He's on death row.
Yeah, that one was Gamer. But there was a different one we watched here where it was like a holographic virtual world with the ghost and shit. Remember? Yeah, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry.
I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
No, that's
so,
cool, but
moving
no.
on, have you heard of JennyMcCarthyBodyCount.com?
I have.
This is awesome. I just heard about this today.
I just heard about it today in your truck.
Right.
On the way to dinner.
I was like, hey, listen to this.
And then I was like, God, that's annoying. Change it. And you're like,
so,
okay. You changed it
this
to that.
Guy is, this guy is like keeping track now of... If you don't know Jay McCarthy, big anti-vaccine chick. Also, Playboy Playmate, known for picking her nose on the MTV show Singled Out, and for being the girlfriend of Jim Carrey. She was nude in that Playboy, huh? I remember that.
What does it matter?
I was a little
Why
younger.
Why would you listen to a Playmate?
Yeah, because she has one that's got autism, kind of. So what? Number
that's why it has autism, because she was a fucking playmate. She wasn't smart enough to do anything else besides go, look, I'm pretty. Click.
Mm-hmm. And marry Jim Carrey.
That's why her child has autism.
She married Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that's her fault.
He needs a pretty crazy chick, though, right? Like, he's all the time just up here, like, on, like...
I think it would be amusing to be around.
I think maybe for like an hour or two. Just
well, you
like
gotta
to
figure
sit
he's
back
probably a normal dude, but like when he's doing movies, like he's done interviews and stuff, and they've done interviews with the cast of the movies.
Is
and
he
shit.
Just obnoxiously
no, no, no.
in the
he
background?
Gets into,
like,
he gets into the character. He gets into the character so bad that like even when they're outside smoking or like taking a day off from the movie, like filming the movie, he's acting like that character.
Just all day.
All day, like
method
all the time.
Act
right,
all
like
the time.
He gets in it and he stays in
so
it.
So do you think like he gets home and it just instantly like switches off? He's like,
no.
Honey, I'm home.
No, unless the movie's done.
And then
nobody
like,
wants to
oh,
play
God.
With me.
That would be so... 2 hours tops. 2 hours tops. So
oh
number
God.
Of preventable illnesses that Jay McCarthy has, you know... Perhaps prevented 53,317.
Good enough.
This is okay. I'm sorry. I should have warned you. I should have been like, hey, honey, it's like 50,000. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
This is for real, dude. This is people that she was like, vaccines cause autism. And they were like, okay. I'm not getting you vaccinated now. And then it continues because then they're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Laura, did you know that vaccines cause autism? Oh, my God. Because everybody's kid is autistic. So they're all, like, freaked out about it.
Well, stop.
That's sad. 53,000.
Having fucked up genes and like four-headed 50. Sperm that make it to the age.
Oh, do you know what I wanted to mention? Do you guys remember like a long time ago when I was like, I bet you that autism is genetic and that's what it's caused by?
Yeah.
And they were all like, no, it's the vaccines.
I totally
it's
believe
the
that it was genetic too, dude, because you can't. It's these retarded sperm that make it to the egg.
Yeah,
it's not anyone else's
fault. It turns out that.
And
that
especially
is...
if you provoke a sperm war, because then
oh,
all that's
God.
Left.
A sperm war! Oh, fuck!
Well, like if you have two dudes semen and one chick, they go out and they fight like
Street
crazy.
Fighter
and
too,
one.
Like...
comes out the winner, okay?
Right.
And when there is a sperm
only
war,
one.
They're going nuts to get
only
to this
one.
Egg. When it's just them, they're kind of chilling, lax, whatever.
They're kicking
but when
it.
They
straight
do that,
J-O.
Like, if all the egg getters and shit are killed, then all that's left are the killer things and the fucking blockers. And some of the blockers have, like, four heads and quirky tails and shit. What?
Pico says, look at Danny all excited to talk about sperm.
I've been reading about sperm for, like, a week, okay? So it's... I got a lot of sperm in my head.
Yes, she does.
Whoa. Anyway.
Lots.
So, like, yeah, dude. Like, it's these retarded sperm that are making it to the egg, dude.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? If you put too much sperm in a chick,
she'll
the
explode.
Egg will die.
Oh.
On that... its own. It'll kill itself. I'm not joking.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
It's like you guys
are
all...
I just read about a chick that... This couple that they thought they were infertile. They were trying to have a baby and they couldn't have a baby. The guy... just, you know, came too much. He had a mass amount of blockers. And so when they finally all get to the egg, they're like crowding it. And there's like sperm everywhere around this egg. And it's like, oh, fuck this. And it kills itself.
Can you imagine his doctor's appointment at the urologist? Like, doc, I don't know. I just come too much. Like,
yeah.
It's too much. It's getting to the point where I have to like replace the carpet and shit. It's all over the bed. I'm fucking the sheets are so I come too much and
well, no, he wouldn't have noticed that he comes too
your
much.
Your chick explodes.
What it is
that's
is
fucked
he's
up.
He's producing too much of one type of sperm instead of like egg getters and killers and whatever. But he's releasing too many blocker sperms, which are the older sperm that have been in your fucking tubes for too long.
Right.
And they're
pick
pretty much just
roll,
there to,
like,
to yeah, they're just right. there to block other semen from getting to these pads.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I love that book.
That's so crazy.
I'm like halfway through it now.
How do you go, though, from MTV, like, you know, haha, look at me, to listening how you're going to raise your child, kind of. Like, this, your kid might die if you listen to her. And that's kind of fucked up. That's kind of fucked up. I would just look at your tits and that's cool. That's what I liked her back then. I don't think I like her anymore. So. And 462 preventable actual deaths from 07 to 09. So here's a quote from her. This was from Time Magazine, April 09. I do believe, sadly, it's going to take some diseases coming back to realize that we need to change and develop vaccines that are safe. If the vaccine companies are not listening to us, it's their fucking fault that the diseases are coming back. It's their fucking fault, not ours. It's not our fault. Our kids are getting diseases that we haven't seen since, you know, like the 8th century BC.
Yeah, no, it's your fault.
Like, it's not, no, it's their fucking fault they're coming back. They're making a product that's shit. You know that product you made that eradicated, like, polio and measles and mumps and all that other shit? That was shit. I didn't buy it. I didn't use any of it. Funny thing, like, all my kids, totally retarded. The weirdest thing. I think that my child is a crystal child. And I... I'm the magic genie of the lamp. No, she didn't really say that, but
yeah, right.
You could imagine her saying that.
I could. She'd be like, "Totally, dude. Like, look at my butt. Can I just be a hot genie? Do you want to rub this?
Don't,
like,
use vaccines.
You rub this, and I'll just go poop.
Like, I'm picking my nose. Don't use vaccines. Killing a kid.
Oh my god.
I'm a crystal child. I'm the Indigo King.
Oh my god.
She's crazy. You're crazy. You're a crazy bitch. If you give us, quote, if you give us a safe vaccine, we'll use it. But so far, no good. No good. It shouldn't be polio versus autism. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be her versus
anything.
Anything.
It should be her versus a knife.
Ever. Ever,
her
ever.
Versus a 9 milli. How about that?
Transformers 3 will not have any robots in it.
What?
My name is Michael Bay.
I'm gonna make a movie about Transformers with no Transformers.
The third one. This is so sad.
What the fuck?
Michael Bay. Do you think Michael Bay was at Avatar and is like, I'm going to make a world like Pandora, and I'm going to live there, and it's going to be called Transformers 3.
No, no.
They're all going to transform into... I think that'll be awesome. So, he made a boatload of money at the U.S. and international box office, even though it was critically panned. I guess not a lot of people liked it. Transformers 2. Not a lot of people.
Huh. I wonder why.
That's weird. Huh.
Do better on Devastator, dude. That was effed.
Interesting. Do you think in Transformers 3, it should be like the real Devastator with like a written out apology from Michael
Bay? Maybe, like on his chest.
Giving every person that saw it and was sad that he fucked that up like $1 million. Do you think he could do that? There's a lot of sad people.
I don't know.
We were all tricked into thinking that we'd seen another great action movie with a simple story, but we were wrong. Director Michael Bay wants to make up for the lackluster sequel by taking the third film back to its roots. Going back to the roots. Oh,
what?
I love it when we do that. That means back to the roots means basically we totally fucked up so bad.
We're going to do a prequel.
If we keep going this way, oh my god, forget about it. So we're gonna start all over, because there's nothing we can salvage from the first two abominations. Yeah, abominations. There's nothing. We're taking it back to the roots. There were a lot of problems with Revenge of the Fallen, of course, but one of the most obvious were the extra characters. There were too many human and robots that no one cared about. like all of them. They were pretty unnecessary much. And only clogged up the screen in between explosions. The script was very weak, like spelled day of the week. And so was the direction. Bay is typically great at action, is forte, but he really dropped the ball on this pile of shit. You are retarded. So, although the number of robots increased significantly from the first film to for the second film, the third film, which, by the way, we're going to go see. Summer of 2011.
Nacho Camacho said the best Transformers movie was the very first animated one where Optimus Prime said, damn, as a very young kid. That stuck in my mind.
I like that one.
That's Unicron like Beetlejuice when he said, nice fucking model. That's always in my head.
That's so
awesome.
You can
say the one cuss word to keep it PG-13,
right,
and they choose the one and use it just the most best time ever.
So some of these, there's like, you know, when you go to a blog site that has one particular story, then there's a bunch of related posts. So all these related posts. Michael Bay wants less action in Transformers 3. Michael Bay says Transformers 3 has a story. Megan Fox or Michael Bay, who'll return for Transformers 3? Michael Bay might just walk away. Why Michael Bay should only make 90-minute movies. Transformers 2 makes $60.6 million on opening night. Right.
So. Right.
No
robots? What the fuck?
Do you know? I know none at all.
I don't get
it. Let's do
it
that way.
Is it going to be like the kids? Like...
No, it'll be before that. It's just going to be like a shot of dirt and nothing happening for like 95 minutes. Fuck, dude. Okay, so if you were... Do we have any listeners in Moscow?
Probably
Russia?
Not.
Do we have any Russian listeners?
No, I don't know.
If you're Russian,
we got
you
some
listen.
Germans.
Email info@thejamhole.com.
We got
curious.
Some Germans.
But so in Moscow, these hackers hacked... Like, they have these big LCD monitors... And these hackers hacked into them and started playing porn on the
Shadow,
big monitors.
Shadow Heart says there will be no Transformers 4 if they don't put any robots.
Yeah, right. Or 5 or 6 or 7.
Right.
Like, you're done with that franchise. You should sell it back to fucking Hasbro or whatever. the company that operates the billboards, Pano.ru, said hackers were behind a graphic sex video broadcast late Thursday night on two roadside screens along Moscow's Garden Ring Road, one of the city's busiest arteries. This was an attack by hackers on the computer, as a result of which one of the commercial video clips was swapped for an indecent video, the guy said. He speculated the attack could have been linked to competition on the advertising market. Or simply hooliganism. Like, different advertisers are like, I didn't get the spot I wanted, so when your spot is playing, I'm going to make it play gay porn. Or, like, just titties. Like a blowjob. Just driving home, like, zoning out, and you're like, the fuck? Because, you know, you don't always see that every day. You can't just go on the internet and find tits and fucking and shit. So... That's cool. I've never been to Russia.
Oh, man. Well, I've never been to Russia either. I've never been anywhere, honestly. Yeah.
Let's
I've been
do
to
this
Florida
real quick.
In here.
You have another choice to make.
Oh, God.
What would Jam Hole do? This is a new bit I guess we've been doing. Short spurts, but double barrel action. You have another choice to make. I will give you $26 million, but in 62 months, you will be dead. Or I can leave you alone now and offer it to someone else. What do you think? You want to take 26 mil?
No.
Are you down for this?
No.
I'll take it. I want 26 mil.
For 60 months?
For 62 months. I'll be
All right,
dead
then
by
you
then
put
anyway.
Me as your sole beneficiary.
I'm taking you with me.
No, motherfucker, you ain't.
Shit. All right, so here's a bonus. If you take the offer and go through the 62 months with no illegal stimulants, I think this is for Danny, you will die a peaceful death in your sleep at the end. But if you live it up and enhance your experience with illegal narcotics, then your termination will be drawn out and horrible.
What do you think I'm going to do with $62 million
or AIDS,
or whatever $1 million you're going to give me?
Do you want sad kittens AIDS with Ebola mixed in? I don't. Fuck that.
Dude, if I had that much money, I'm not going to care about sad kittens or AIDS or whatever Ebola mixed in, whatever
is
shit.
Is this just stimulants? Because, like, that's cool. I could go. I'd be like, whatever. This is for you.
I wouldn't take it because
I want to live.
Is
it all drugs, though?
Because
that would suck. Like, I want to smoke weed if I'm going to die in... How many years is that? 62 months?
That's not very long.
5, 9 times 4. That's like 12, 13 years, 14 years, something like that. 15 years?
No, I couldn't do it.
16 years? No?
Nope.
That's like the rest of my life.
It's not the rest of your life, you dumb fuck.
26 mil.
Are you going to die in... At 42.
If I had 26 mil. Yeah, dude, I totally would.
Yeah, if I had 26
bonus mil, like. Question. This is not an alternative to the above. This is just a little extra. We all had a lowest point, that moment where you would suck hobo cock for a fix. If you could go back to your lowest point, hand yourself $500,000, would it have improved you? 500 grand. Do you think would your life have been made better? Or probably died on drugs.
I don't know.
I think I would have traveled more.
Yeah, I probably would have traveled a lot, and I probably never would have met you. You know,
someone in your chat.
Yeah,
says,
I know. I see that.
I will after you show me a nipple.
Yeah, no. Why do people do that? They're like, what would it take for me to see a nipple? And
because
I give them the fucking donate link.
They want
to. They're like, I'll do it after you show me. You just asked me what you have to do to see my nipple, you dumb fuck.
I don't think
fuck
that.
Fuck you.
I don't. Yes. I don't think. Period. Fuck you. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Weight Watchers?
What?
Also known as fat fighters. You ever had a fat fighters? Oi.
Oi.
Fat pig. The floor of a Weight Watchers clinic in South Central Sweden has collapsed on Wednesday night beneath a group of about 20 big fat fuckers in the diet program. Is that complete and utter irony or proof that, yes, there is a God? The fucking floor at a Weight Watch. I don't think you're understanding, like, the levity of what that means in a comedic sense. Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you know what that means? Excuse me. Who are you talking to? We're doing a show, and you're talking to someone that's not even listening.
You're talking
Thank
about
you.
Weight Watchers.
The fucking floor fell in because they're so fat. Thank you. That is so awesome. Quote, we're going to have to find a replacement premises, the consultant said, preferably one on the first floor. Oh, I'm sorry. If you were dying of brain damage, do you think your mother would inject you with heroin?
I would hope so.
Okay. This 57-year-old from Essex, denies murdering her 22-year-old son. Mr. Inglis was fatally injected with heroin at his home. She injected his arms and thighs, just in case, after telling him, hey, it's going to be fun. It's going to be really super fucking awesome in about 2 seconds for about 10 minutes. And then, well, then you'll be dead. But it's going to be so awesome. Like, that is the best mom ever. You're brain damaged. And she's like, here's some of the best drug in the world. And now you're dead.
Dude, if
Thank
you're
you.
Brain damaged, I mean,
Thank
fuck,
you.
Dude.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes, kill me, please. I would like to OD now, you know?
With that, that's like the best. That's not like too much coke where your heart's like, ah, fuck! Ah, ah.
No, that's like a
this
nice
is,
sleep.
Night. Hey, I'm going to bed.
Okay,
good night.
Good night.
Just go to sleep. That's so great. Thanks, Mom. Oh, fuck. And before we get out of here, just one more for you. One more for you. Thank you for that. Who loves cults that kill babies? Raise your hand. Who loves cults that kill babies?
I do.
Raise your hand. Put them up.
I love babies dying.
Put them up.
I love cults. Put them up. Babies.
Cults that kill babies. Officers found the body of a 4-month-old girl buried in the couple's house. Doctors said it had been there for about 4 days. This is a couple. They were planning to murder their second daughter, a girl of 3, who the cops found all tied up. They have weird superstitious rituals, not uncommon, in Pakistani. Did you know that? A lot of, like, weird superstitions of sorts. You would call them, like, your religion or something. Just weird, like, I don't know, black magic and stuff. That truly is, like, the land of magic and wonder and genies. It was a blue genie. I believe that. I firmly believe that.
Okay.
My heart of hearts.
Your heart of hearts?
It was the blue genie.
Do you grab lamps
and
like,
it talked
them?
Like Robin Williams.
I bet you would too, dude. You'd be like, you'd pick up a lamp and rub it.
Oh, totally.
You'd be like, I want to have a friend. You never had a friend, never had a friend, never.
Oh, God.
I never had a friend like me.
Bravo. Cops busted in the door. They found one of them, and the room smelled like rotting flesh. There was some loose ground where the child was lying, so we dug it up and found the body, 4-month-old. They said that evil forces had come, and they had to make a ward spell, +5, magic ward.
Right.
Magical ruin of ward.
Uh-huh.
Of ward from Basement Boys, magical ward. But it didn't work, I guess. And she died, right.
This guy in my chat's driving me nuts. He's like, I'll just stare at your C cups for free. I'm like, C cups? Are you fucking kidding me? I was a C cup in the 6th grade.
Oh, God. Please get her... Hey, dick, fuck. Please get her riled up for me.
I was
I
a C-cup in, like, 7th grade. Yeah, 7th grade. I was a fucking 34C, okay?
I fucking appreciate that so badly. God. I don't even know. Like, it's kind
of... He's like, are they smaller? Those not D. I'm like, no, motherfucker. They double Ds, you dumb shit.
Get the fuck out of here, please. I don't like, if I didn't even have that window open, that world wouldn't even exist. That waveform would have never have tried to collapse. But I keep it open and I just keep like looking over and I hear you like, oh hell no, fuck that motherfucker.
No, he didn't.
All right.
Oh,
well,
no, he did not just do what I think he did.
Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, how many times did this computer crash during the show?
Once.
Not once.
Before the show.
That's right. Not once. Getting good. January 23rd, we're going to Big Sky. Has anyone that lives there been like, yo, I listen to the show and... I'll see you when you get here. God.
No, nobody has.
No. And you're not going either. It's just going to be me and Tyler, huh?
No, I'm not going.
You're not going.
I'm going to stay here and part it up with Ashley.
You're going to hold the fort down.
Dude, I just told this dude. I said I was a C-cup in the 7th grade. He goes, anyway, since you're lying now, I'm just going to watch your boobs jiggle. I'm going to
sure
fucking rip this bra off and take the tag and fucking put it in the camera.
Please do that. I'm sure that's Mike. Just fucking around with you. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Nope.
Fuck,
I think
out
I'm good. Everyone go to RT23's profile and please let him know that my boobs are 36 double D's and he can
for
eat
real
my ass.
For real, son.
For reals, nigga.
All right. TheJamhole.com/YouTube, emopoetry30 and 31. My favorite so far, personally.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
There's a new poll at TheJamhole.com. Go check that out. Email us info at TheJamhole.com, 406-204-4687. That's the number.
It is.
And / all that other shit.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
We will see you all on Monday.
Rediscovery Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That too.
If you're around.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we'll see you Monday.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.